Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hold one, arm drag.
Don't tell me, Bam Adebayo!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hit the Books Retirement Tour. I am your host, Ryan Nicey. With me, as always, is Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, welcome to the retirement tour. We're over 65. We can get a discount at IHOP. How do you feel?
One last run, baby. We got the AARP cards, and we're going in for discounts at every diner.
I think, actually, IHOP is 55, not 65. So apologies to all our IHOP patrons that are listening to the show.
Also, did you know that an AARP card, you don't need to be old to get one of those?
Wait, what?
It's not a requirement. I saw an interesting thing on the internet that it's not a... If you could get, like, an AARP card, like, now, it's just, like, suggested for 65+.
What is an AARP card? I've never looked into it, seeing that I am a young boy. I'm not a young boy. I'm a young man. what is an AARP card?
It's like a membership you can get for stuff. I don't know exactly what it does. It does so many things. You get, like, discounts on hotels, some restaurants do AARP discounts. It's like a lot. Like,
so what is it? Just like, so it's literally just like a membership that...
Here, let's see, member benefits, let's see.
Okay. We're going to convince everyone at the end of the show to join. Wait, podcast? Hold on.
Yeah, if you look, you could get... There's a ton of stuff.
All right, like, what were the benefits?
Well, there's health and wellness benefits, such as, like, you get, like, hearing, it looks like hearing insurance, vision care, prescription discounts, and then there's travel stuff, which is, like, you save on car rentals and cruises and flights and hotels. There's rail tours you can save on. I don't even, like, I'm just, like, scrolling through that. It helps you plan for travel. It helps you with finances. Apparently this just does everything.
Oh my God.
Helps you with retirement. But I'm pretty sure there was, like, I saw a video, pet plan insurance, vehicle, life and property, gas and auto services.
So just a way to get discounts everywhere.
Yeah, basically.
Or is it just, it doesn't supply things, it's just discount? Because I do see, like, AARP auto, like, mm-hmm. Is that, I assume they're not supplying insurance. Whoa, you can get a discount for Rainforest Cafe?
Does that still exist? Holy moly.
10% off your check every day? Bubba Gump Shrimp
and
Company?
And their membership's only $12 a month.
Denny's?
Not $12 a month.
Like, Mikey,
a month
you get,
or a year.
You can get 15... It's $63 for a one-time fee for 5 years.
$12 for a year of member... $12 a year for an AARP membership?
Mikey, 63...
That feels like a steal.
Look at the one below it. $63 for 5 years.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's... And you can get... And then you can go to Denny's and get 15% off.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Tanger Outlets? Oh, man, there's one near me. 100 Sherry's Berries, 1-800-Flowers, UPS Store. You can get a discount for shipping.
Joe's Crab Shack?
Oh, my God.
Bonefish Grill, Bubblegum Shrimp?
I think a Walgreens? A Walgreens, my dude? Honestly, dude, I think I'm gonna join AARP after this. This is signing
Ticketmaster, Regal movie tickets, Regal concessions.
Ticketmaster? Hold on, what's the Ticketmaster one? Members save on tickets to select shows and events. Offers include 2-for-1 tickets. Ow, my cat just bit me. Members save on tickets. So it's just you save on tickets. Depends on the show and the concerts and whatnot. Subject to availability, venue, and artist restrictions. Parking other fees may apply. So you can get discounts on things. So maybe as a wrestling fan, for all these upcoming wrestling shows that are coming back, Mikey, we can
get
an
AARP membership, not just for old people.
Is that their slogan? AARP.
Not just for old people.
AARP, not just for old people. I was going to say slow people. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Hit the Books. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Whether or not you are over the age, over the hill or not, we appreciate you listening to us here today. If you've never heard the show before, then welcome. Every single week, Mikey and I book our own versions of Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. I am the head writer of Monday Night Raw. Mikey is the head writer of SmackDown. We went into our offices. We wrote down these cards for you. We have our own rosters, own people. Oh, my cat keeps biting me. Hey, buddy, quit it. I love you. Gotta put him into submission. Choke out my cat.
Don't put your cat into
submission. Ow, stop it! every single week we go into our office, we go write out these cards for each other and to present to you so that you may give out the best Booker award to the winner of that. Whoever has the best card. We're here today, Mikey, of course, with another episode on a retirement tour. SummerSlam is going to be our final episode of the show ever. So again, thank you everybody who has been a longtime listener to this program. We greatly appreciate the listenership. But otherwise, Mikey, we have a show to do. I think are you still looking at AARP membership discounts?
I was trying to find the post that's where it says you don't have to be 50 to join AARP. Because I just thought it was relevant, but I'll stop. If I get focused on something, it's not gonna go away.
That's fair. According to AARP's own website, they say all people are age 50 and older are eligible for full membership. But there's also another thing that says under 50 you can still join. So I don't know what they're doing.
So there you go. See, under 50, you can still join, it says.
There is no minimum age requirement.
There you go. Boom. There it is. There's no minimum age requirement for AARP, which I think is hilarious.
But then Outback you can get a discount for? But then
why are we not on this?
But why does it also say, like, you have to be 50? Why does they have two different parts of their website that say you have two different things? Anyway, AARP people.
Yeah.
Mikey, let's get into it. Let's get into Monday Night Raw, of course, headed by the great Vince McMahon. I'm probably a member of AARP. Do you think like a billionaire like Vince McMahon has AARP? Probably.
Why wouldn't? Like, why not?
I don't like you know save money where you can, but it's also like
does he need it? Probably not.
Like the guy's not going to Denny's, so I don't. The guys
you don't
like,
know that.
Well,
you know what if Vince McMahon likes his beef wraps from Denny's?
Oh my god. I guess.
He just goes in disguise. Like his billionaire friends are like, "Oh, we're going to this fancy 5-star restaurant. Would you like to come?" And Vince is like, "No, it's okay. I'm busy. I got stuff to plan for the show tomorrow.
I have a reservation."
And then he just fucking rolls up to a Denny's in like a disguise. He's like, "Can I get a grand slam, please?"
I mean, that's the advice for any wrestler listening to this program, Mikey, is that, join AARP. Apparently you can.
And yeah, any upcoming indie wrestlers who need to save a little money.
Yeah, you get, 15% off at Denny's? I mean, do that.
And you get hotel discounts and travel discounts and stuff, so it's just feel like it's helpful.
Yeah, that's my advice to you. Independent wrestlers. Let's get into the actual program. We booked our own versions of Raw and SmackDown, Mikey, so I'm going to open up with Monday Night Raw here. Again, if you've never heard of the show before, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a wild ride, but let's get into it, Mikey. We're opening up with none other than the man, Becky Lynch. Last week, ooh, she returned on Raw in our universe. She's back. She's better than ever. She gets a huge welcome back chant, rings throughout the arena, I assume, because come on. Lynch says that she's glad to be back. She'll be the first to say that she didn't think this women's division would have survived without her, but it looks like she was wrong. But now that the man is back, I can assure you that this will become my division once again. Sasha Banks comes out, the Raw Women's Champion. Sasha Banks comes out. Banks welcomes back Becky Lynch to Raw. But in case you forgot, Becky, you can't just walk out of the maternity ward and call the shots. I am, in fact, the Raw Women's Champion. I am the boss around here. I call the shots. I could be on a film set or audition anywhere in the world, and I'm missing out on those opportunities to be here. This is my championship, so that makes this my division. So if you want to waltz in and claim my spot, then I reckon you need to think differently. Suddenly, Rhea Ripley comes out. She's hanging on the entrance ramp, and she says that that is a lot of tough talk. That's a lot of tough talk coming from Sasha Banks for someone who just arrived to Raw. Banks, you caught me on a bad day, I admit that, but I have been holding down this division the entire time you were on SmackDown and you were gone, Becky. No one has any claim to be more important here than me. Banks responds saying, sorry, honey, but you ain't a horsewoman, so you don't belong here. Banks then turns around and Becky Lynch hits her with the classic Luthez press, and Ripley runs into the ring. All three women brawl until Banks is able to escape.
Oh, dang. Something smells like a Triply Whipply.
Ooh, you're smelling a Triply Whipply on your thing?
I'm smelling a Triply Whipply.
Ooh, baby. I got Triply Whipply. My Triply Whipply tinglies are going off.
Triply Whipply tinglies.
we'll find out, I guess. We'll find out where we're going with that. Next up, we got Chad Gable, the United States champion, taking on Otis. Where, of course, Chad Gable gets the win here. So good on him there. After the match, Gable shakes Otis's hand. My cat is going through everything. After the match, Otis and Gable shake hands. But then after that, Otis goes up the ramp. Someone's music hits. That music is none other than Johnny Gargano. Making his debut on the Monday Night Raw brand.
Big debut for Raw.
Yes, he says that he heard that someone around here was calling himself Mr. Wrestling. Well, it looks like you just called out the true Mr. Wrestling. I mean, they don't call me Johnny Wrestling for nothing, Gable. And I'll tell you this, you may be the current United States champion, but I am a former multi-time NXT North American champion, a former NXT tag team champion, and a former NXT champion. I've run the gambit and became NXT's first Grand Slam champion. I've wrestled up and down those cards, out-wrestled everyone along the way, and I have a pedigree to my name, Gable. You, on the other hand, are barely achieving anything of my stature. So here's what's going to happen, Gable. I'm going to show you what it really means to wrestle in this ring. And if I get that United States Championship in the process, then great, another championship for my shelf. And why wait? Let's do the match next week. Unless, of course, you're too much of a coward. Gable sizes up to Gargano, and after a brief stare down, Gargano rolls out of the ring.
Damn.
Real cocky. Damn. Real cocky.
I love this.
Yeah, so Johnny Gargano on Monday Night Raw here, folks. Challenging Chad Gable for the United States Championship next week. Next up, we have the Hardy Boys. R-Truth, Jeff Hardy.
The Hardy Boys.
taking on Ziggler and Rude. And it is those Hardy Boys that end up getting the victory. It is put over on
commentary. They beat the Dirty Dogs?
They beat the Dirty Dogs. It's put over on commentary that the name Hardy Boys is something R-Truth keeps pitching and tweeting about. But Jeff Hardy keeps being like, no, we're not calling ourselves the Hardy.
Stupid, stop.
He's not saying it's stupid. He's just like, no, we're not doing that.
That's not our name.
So yes, the Hardy Boys gets the victory here over the Dirty Dogs.
All right. I like this team of R-Truth and Jeff Hardy.
Next up, One Nation is in Heyman's office, per usual, the general manager, Paul Heyman's office. Heyman is telling Cruz and Tozawa that his hand has been tied and he has been forced to put on a fatal four-way for the Raw Tag Team Championships at SummerSlam.
He's been forced. Yes. His hand has been forced.
He knows it's, you know, it's a crap decision, but, you know, this is not his call. But as per usual, he knows that they know how to handle it. So then he turns over to, you know, the rest of the room and he says, you know, what should we do? How should we deal with Goldberg? Tozawa very enthusiastically is saying that he wants to break Goldberg's arm. And Heyman questions that, saying that if he thinks he'll be really able to get Goldberg of all people in a position to break his arm. Roman says that they can because they are one nation. They are the dominance of this brand, of this show. He looks at Cruz and Tozawa and says, you guys are the Raw Tag Team Champions. You got those championship belts and have kept them for months now. You two can do whatever you want. You can take all comers. 1, 2, 3 teams. Who cares? They aren't one nation. They'll go. And he dismisses them. They leave. Roman turns to Ciampa. Roman tells Ciampa that with Goldberg, I am confident that I'm going to decimate him. Heyman butts in and says, but worst case scenario here, I have to think about these things. We need to be protected. So Roman tells Ciampa that you are one of the greatest fighters on this roster, Ciampa. I've given you the platform to dominate all the way to that briefcase in your hands. So I know that if, you know, something happens, you're going to do the right thing. Ciampa looks at the briefcase and says, sure thing, boss, and leaves.
Ooh. Ooh. a little spiciness from Ciampa there.
A little intrigue, at the very least.
Sure thing, boss.
Going into the next match here, we got Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke with Angel Garza in their corner, taking on the NXT team of Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter, with Rose and Brooke getting the win.
All right. Rose and Brooke on a roll here.
Going on a roll here, why not? Next up, we got a video package from Drew McIntyre. He's saying that in this business, friendships are hard to come by. So when you have a friend, you got to do everything in your power to mend it when you can. Or, of course, it'll be too late. But I tried to do that. I tried to mend that. But it was Jinder Mahal that was the one that threw it all away. At WrestleMania, I tried everything in my power to not quit. Jinder, I will not let that happen again. I'm going to fight for our friendship. And if it means coming to blows, then so be it.
Okay. All right. Nice short and sweet promo.
Yes, short and sweet promo. Calling back to April this year. So good for McIntyre here. Next up, we got a singles match. Women's division, Liv Morgan against Asuka, where Liv Morgan gets the victory.
All right. Big win there.
After the match, Liv Morgan cuts a promo saying that the irony of this whole world is that even losers can lay claim to this world. And then one maniacal laugh later, Morgan says that if anyone deserves a shot at SummerSlam, it should be me.
Ooh, Liv Morgan trying to stake her claim at Sasha Banks' title?
Yes. Next up, we got a backstage segment where Angel Garza, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke are all celebrating their win in the back. Garza says that he can feel that their plan is in motion. Destiny is coming upon them. Soon, we may have to make our way to SmackDown to visit some champions.
Hey.
What?
You better watch it, sir.
What? What do you mean I'm offering? I'm offering you, hey, they're saying that they are looking to go to SmackDown.
All right. I like it. Start challenging Flair and Natalya.
Yes. And next up, and finally in our main event, this is a Raw Tag Team SummerSlam qualifier. We're going to have three of these between now and 2 weeks from now, where two teams will go against each other. The winner of that is going to be in that fatal four-way at SummerSlam. So then your main event is Keith Lee and Ricochet taking on Bronson Reed and Jake Atlas.
Nice.
And it is Keith Lee and Ricochet that pick up the victory.
All right.
So not done with One Nation they are. Keith Lee and Ricochet going to be taking on, of course, One Nation and two other teams for the Raw Tag Team Championship.
Cool.
After the match, however, Dijakovic, we haven't seen him in a bit, he runs down and hits
Keith. His partners both kind of left.
Yep. He runs down and attacks Keith Lee in the back of a chair. Ricochet makes the save. The chair drops while Ricochet is just giving Dijakovic the boots in the corner. Jake Atlas is in the ring, sees that chair, looks at Bronson Reed, you know, thinks about it again, and then he grabs the chair and hits Ricochet as well across the back.
Oh, no!
Bronson Reed runs in, beats down Keith Lee. Dijakovic, Reed, and Atlas stand tall.
All right, all right. I love it.
Yes, paying off that randomizer roll from last week, Reed and Atlas have turned heel officially.
Yay, there it is. You did it.
And they are also joining Dijakovic. So finally, I figured out how to get this faction back on the road.
Finally, they're together again.
We got something happening, something brewing, I guess. So there we go. We'll see if we have any reasoning behind this faction down the road, I guess. And that is it for Monday Night Raw. Mikey, thoughts, comments, questions, concerns?
I like it a lot. I like everything you're setting up for SummerSlam. I think everything went well. I like Tommaso Ciampa getting a little snippy with Paul Heyman. I like this faction at the end. I think it's dope. I like Liv Morgan being like, I'm going to go for the title too here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, so many people want a shot at Sasha Banks. Who's going to get it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, great Raw.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it was a solid Raw here. Hope you all enjoy it. Again, if you liked it, you can vote on twitter.com all weekend long, twitter.com/countoutpod. But with that, Mikey, let's head over to SmackDown. Let's find out what's happening on SmackDown this week in our universe.
Yes. All right. So in the show opener, we got Roderick Strong coming to the ring with Sheamus and Thatcher by his side. He grabs a mic and he says, so last week, someone accepted my challenge for this Intercontinental title. Shinsuke Nakamura, what makes you think that you could come from NXT and the first night you're back on SmackDown, challenge for a title? People like you are exactly the kind of people this challenge is meant to deter. Someone who thinks they can just get a title shot whenever they feel like, just because it'll look good on their shoulder, and have no respect for the history and the prestige that comes with this title. However, Shinsuke, I'm a fair man. Humberto Carrillo got his shot last week and learned a valuable lesson. Which is the same lesson you'll be learning this week. So Shinsuke, if you're still brave enough, come on down. Strong waits in the ring, and Shinsuke does come down, meet the three in the ring. Shinsuke says, bring it on. Strong laughs and says, all right, you got it. Thatcher, you know what to do. Strong and Sheamus leave, and Strong sits on commentary, and we have Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Timothy Thatcher in our opening contest.
Oh, dang. There we go, baby.
Mm-hmm. So in our opening contest during the match, Nakamura hits the Kinshasa, but Thatcher is able to use Shinsuke's momentum to get him into a submission hold, which Shinsuke does counter into a roll-up for the win. After the match, Strong and Sheamus come to the ring. Sheamus helps Thatcher to his feet, and Strong says, well, Shinsuke, looks like luck was on your side for this match. Let's hope for your sake it still is later tonight when you take on Sheamus. I'll make sure he doesn't take it easy on you. And Strong leaves. Setting off our main event, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sheamus.
Oh my god, Nakamura having to do it twice in one night.
Yes.
He's got the wool pulled over his eyes here, and now he has to compete twice just mm-hmm. to get a title shot?
Yep.
Oh dang, Roderick Strong. He's got pull.
Roderick Strong's making that challenge hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, I guess.
After that, we have a backstage interview with recent SmackDown debut Dakota Kai. About her debut last week, and Kai says, I came here because NXT was starting to lack challenges for me. Now that I'm here, I already got a win under my belt, and I'm starting to get the feeling no one here is really going to give me a challenge either. As she says that, Sonya Deville steps into frame and says, why don't we put that to the test then? You can even bring your goon over there. I don't care. I'll show you how wrong you are either way. Kai steps up in Sonya's face and says, fine, see you in the ring.
Well, there we
Which
go.
Leads to our next match, Dakota Kai with Raquel Gonzalez taking on Sonya Deville.
There we go. Step-by-step booking here. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Kai does end up winning this match when she distracts the referee and Gonzalez is able to hit Sonya with a hot shot on the ropes, which gives Kai the opening to hit her finisher and win the match.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
So Kai getting the win here with a little bit of help from her friend Raquel Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, Raquel's there. She's got that back. She's gonna help out Dakota. I mean, why not? Why not help out Dakota there when you're heels and you're cheating?
Exactly. All right, next up we have our video package, which is Kevin Owens sitting in the middle of a ring in an empty arena. On the Titantron, replays play of John Cena's U.S. title open challenge, and it's the night that Kevin Owens answered and took out Cena. Then it cuts to Elimination Chamber 2015, where Owens beat Cena. Then it cuts to Money in the Bank 2015, where Cena beat Owens. Then Battleground 2015, where Cena beat Owens again. Then it goes blank. The camera cuts back to Owens, who says, "You remember these, John? You remember all the way back at 2015, we had it out for each other constantly? I sure do. No matter how much I try to forget, those last two losses at Money in the Bank and Battleground constantly eat away at me, constantly reminding me of how I came to WWE, and in my first official match, I beat you, and I was elated. But then, when I tried to put you to bed for good to cement my legacy in this company, I couldn't get the job done. Now that you're back, you want another shot at the glory you once had. One last big title run for the leader of the C Nation. But John, this is finally my chance to right my wrongs and really make sure that this time you go away for good. And I can finally put my demons to rest. So let's make it happen. SummerSlam 2021. We put it all to bed and I can finally cement my legacy as the guy who took out John Cena for good." Owens leaves the ring and the camera fades to black.
Very nice promo here. I can see Kevin Owens' reasoning here is that he wants, you know, he sees John Cena as like, "Hey, I just want to beat Ric Flair's record." But Kevin Owens' reasoning is like, "Well, look, I always lost to you, and now I get the chance to finally get my win. I would love to just change that last line where instead of putting to bed for good, he's going to retire John Cena. Get this guy out of here until the ratings start plummeting again, and then in which case we just need him to come back. He's gotta be back here.
Speaking of John Cena, he has a match here on SmackDown.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's gonna be a quick one because he's going against Drake Matt.
John Cena's first match in years, and you're gonna have him on SmackDown against Drake Maverick, the Maverick. Yo, Drake Maverick.
Listen, I want to get people hyped for John Cena being back, Ryan. I want to let everyone see him hit the five moves of doom and kill Maverick.
I mean, yeah, it's gonna be like a jobber squash, really.
It's funny.
I guess that's fair. He's got to warm up. He's got to warm up.
Exactly, it's a warm up match. He's got to shake off that ring rust.
Okay, I can see the thought process here.
Anyway, John Cena wins, obviously, in a pretty handedly he wins. After that, we have a backstage interview with Authentic about who their next challengers might be. Gulak steps up and says, "Honestly, we don't even know. We've beaten everyone that's come our way, and I don't think there's anyone brave enough to step up anymore. We want challengers. We want people to step up and give us a tag team match for the ages, one that will go down in history. Unfortunately, the fact of the matter is there's no one on the same level as we are." As they say that, Kofi Kingston and Big E come into frame, and Big E says, "Oh, really? No one on the same level as you, huh? Not even multiple-time tag team champions, not just on SmackDown, but on Raw as well? We faced basically every tag team WWE has to offer and revived WWE's tag team division from nothing. We made tag team wrestling awesome again, and we aren't just going to stand by while you talk about how great you are and how no one stands a chance against you. So why don't you put your money where your mouth is and face some of the best to ever do it?"
Benjamin
steps in and says, "Oh, look who it is, the pancake-throwing, unicorn-horn-wearing, trombone-playing, well, maybe not so much of that anymore, power of positivity, New Day. All you are now is a joke. No one takes you seriously anymore, and no one should. You threw away wrestling and started doing what? Dancing around together and throwing cereal at people? Come on. You really think you have what it takes to beat a team as good as we are? Because we don't think you do. So why don't you just leave while you still have a bit of dignity and let the real teams fight?"
Jesus.
Kofi steps in and says, "Why don't we find out if we still got it? How about you and me have a little match right now, Shelton? And maybe next week, Gulak could have a turn against Big E. Just because we like to entertain doesn't mean we still can't whoop you in a match. Benjamin laughs and looks at Gulak, who gives him a nod, and Benjamin says, "You're on." Him and Gulak make their way to the ring for their next match, Kofi Kingston versus Shelton Benjamin.
Kofi Kingston, undoubtedly, here to show that he can whoop Shelton Benjamin's ass.
Yeah. Which he does when he gets the win against Shelton Benjamin. Kofi wins that match. Him and Big E celebrate in the ring a little bit. Authentic are a little bit taken aback by that.
A little peeved?
A little peeved, yeah. A little pissed off.
A little PO'd.
Little PO'd, for sure.
On P.O.T. Yeah, they're doing drugs. Good, solid.
After that, we have a backstage interview with Piper Niven about her injury that she sustained at Money in the Bank and how she's recovering. She says, "The injury wasn't too bad, nothing I couldn't handle. The doctor even said I'm good to be back in action this week. So really, it was nothing but a little bump in the road. Now that I'm back in action, I wanted to talk about..." She gets cut off by Shayna Baszler, who says, well, look who's back. I've been waiting for you to get all healed up because, Niven, I still want a shot at that title of yours. Even though I didn't win at Money in the Bank, I've still got you in my sights and plan on ripping that title off of your shoulder." Baszler and Niven stare each other down, and we hear laughing from out of frame, which is revealed to be Bianca Belair, who steps in between the both of them and says, "Shayna, I know you aren't talking about getting a title shot when I'm around with this briefcase. You better stay humble. As for you, Niven, I bet you were watching from home last week when I talked about how I can have a title shot whenever and against whoever I want. So while you two argue over that, I'll be right here waiting for my moment." She winks at both of them and leaves.
Very nice. Very nice. I enjoy that. I definitely enjoy that. Bianca Belair, I was looking at Bianca Belair and her history in our universe, Mikey. I don't know if you remember, because I definitely didn't. At Survivor Series, there were, in the women's match, Team SmackDown won. But do you have any guess about who were the lone survivors?
Was it possibly Bianca Belair and Piper Niven?
It was exactly Bianca Belair and Piper Niven. So I was like, oh, that happened. And then, of course, we got to Royal Rumble. We got to WrestleMania. I think Bianca Belair was in the bottom six. I don't quite remember. I don't have it written down here anymore. No, she was challenging Sasha Banks at the Royal Rumble. That's what Bianca Belair was doing. Mm-hmm. Then at WrestleMania, I don't think she did anything. WrestleMania Night 1, Bianca Belair, are you anywhere? Bianca Belair, hello, Bianca Belair. No. Oh, WrestleMania Night 2, Women's Battle Royal winner, Peyton Royce. Oh, boy. Hindsight, maybe that should have been Bianca Belair.
Everything's fine. They were all fine.
Everything's okay. Everything's cool. And then she, of course, wins the Money in the Bank at Money in the Bank. So yeah. I feel like that makes sense for Bianca. This is like a slow building of star power for Bianca mm-hmm. Belair, I feel. So it makes sense for her having it. More evidence to why I made the great decision.
Why I'm the best.
Well, I'm the king booker around here. Wait, hold on. Can't be the king booker.
You can't be king booker. Wait a minute.
No.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that was it.
All right, after that backstage interview, we have our main event, which is Nakamura taking on Sheamus in his second match of the night. During the match, Shinsuke dodges a bro kick, which hits the referee. The distraction lets Shinsuke hit a Kinshasa on Sheamus, but while the ref and Sheamus are down, Strong and Thatcher come to ringside from commentary. Strong looks at Thatcher and nods, and for the first time ever, Thatcher does get involved in the match here. They've stooped that low.
Yeah, they're that scared, I would argue.
Yeah. Thatcher goes after Shinsuke, but before he can get his hands on him, Humberto Carrillo rushes to the ring and cuts him off and starts fighting Thatcher on the outside. Shinsuke is distracted by this, and Strong is standing behind him, ready to hit him with the Intercontinental Championship. But another save is made when Dave Mastiff comes rushing to the ring to take out Strong. And as the two brawl on the outside, the ref and Sheamus come to, and Sheamus goes for a white noise on Shinsuke, but Shinsuke is able to reverse it, hit another Kinshasa, and get the victory.
There we go. Mastiff's epic return. We're building up a faction to go against the Diamond Mind. Diamond Mine, I should say. There's no D. But
I might just keep that name because I just like it a lot. Hey, I might just steal that.
Hey, you can the copyright is available to you. You can use the Diamond Mine. I mean, it's either that or complaining isn't conversation. That copyright will be available to you if you like.
No thanks.
Did you hear about that, Mikey?
Nope.
That trademark, WB trademark, the phrase "complaining isn't conversation."
Interesting. Interesting.
It's so.
I wonder what that's meaning.
That's what I said with Jesse, is that like I have no clue what that is even in rep, like what that could even be for. I was like, maybe it's a podcast. It's like is this for a wrestler? I looked at the trademark.
It sounds like a podcast.
Yeah, it sounds like a tagline for like the Corey Graves podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, I don't know what this is even for. Honestly, I can't comprehend what this name usage is going to be. This phrase, why this is being used? Like, part of it's for merch, and it's like, why? What? I don't know. But SmackDown was very solid here, Mikey. I assume that was everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's everything.
Well, so I like SmackDown here. It was very solid, starting off with bookending the show with Nakamura here, getting the big return of Dave Mastiff as well. I cannot believe you had John Cena wrestle on a SmackDown against Drake Maverick, of all people.
I don't know. Listen, you gotta get the people hyped for John Cena being back, and let them be hype, you know?
Yeah, but if you're gonna do that, you gotta put him against Mojo Rawley. That's on you, my dude. But yeah, John Cena, cannot believe that happened. But otherwise, yeah, I think a very solid show here, Mikey.
All right, cool.
Well, again, if you thought Mikey's booking here was the best, then you can go and of course go
the
to our
best, the best, the best. That song came on the radio yesterday, and I thought it was funny. Because all I could think of was a very good professional wrestler.
I think a very good professional wrestler. I don't think of Ortiz from AEW saying the best over and over again.
That's another one.
But yes, if you thought Mikey was the best booker of this episode, then of course go to the twitter.com/cannotpod to vote in the poll all weekend long. But before we go, Mikey, we got to hit the randomizer. It is the retirement tour. We decided we're going to do some chaos. So why not? We're going to hit the randomizer on each other. We appreciate your votes.
Not excited about it.
Yes, we appreciate your votes, people. But again, it is now time to hit the randomizer on each other, Mikey. So
yes, it is.
Let's get to it.
That's an interesting one for the retirement tour.
That does not sound good. That does not sound good. I got my result. Sounds like
I also have mine.
Should we do yours first or should we do mine?
Let's do mine first. So Ryan, I rolled rookie call up.
Hey, yeah, baby.
Choose an NXT roster member on the not yet list and include them in your roster.
Oh man, who do I pick
on the
up?
Retirement tour?
On the retirement tour, last couple
you have
weeks.
To add someone new to your roster.
Yeah. Let's see. Who can I just bring up? Man, is it gonna be Kona Reeves? Is that who?
It could be MSK.
Could be MSK, but it could be Kona Reeves, Mikey.
It could be Kona Reeves.
It could be
the finest could finally make it.
Yeah, he's been deserving of it for far too long.
There are some good names on this list, though. We got MSK, Gigi Dolin, Cora Jade, Kona Reeves, Ember Moon is on this list.
I'm gonna pull up Gigi Dolin.
Okay. A little Priscilla Kelly action.
No, I'm going to pull up Gigi Dolin. I think that's pretty obvious.
Formerly known as, sorry.
Yes, FKA. Yes, I'll pull up Gigi Dolin to Monday Night Raw.
All right, cool.
All right, and Mikey, for you, I had... let's eliminate rookie call-up. Where did that... I'll eliminate there. There it's gone. For you, Mikey... Oh, it disappeared. Where was it? I remember what it was. It was a pick'em. Change the result of one of the other's matches.
So you're telling me you can make Drake Maverick beat John Cena?
Yes, I can make Drake Maverick beat up John Cena.
That would be very funny, but also devastating.
If I so choose, I can do such a thing.
I lost you. I can't hear you anymore.
Oh, can you not? There we go. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? There we go. Am I too loud?
You are.
I am too loud. Okay. I thought that's what that button did. I was just messing with my dial.
Yeah, you got very loud for like a second, and then all of a sudden you were silent.
Okay, so I get to change a match result. I can't change a match, though, so I can't like remove a match completely. I can just only change the result. So let's see. What match should I change the result for? I'm going to, this is what I'm going to do, and I'll tell you, and I'll explain the reasoning why I'm going to do it, Mikey. I think Sheamus should win in the main event.
Oh no. Okay. Why is that?
I believe Sheamus should win. This is a way to avoid the, Diamond Miner scared of Shinsuke Nakamura. Also, Shinsuke Nakamura wrestled earlier, so I think having Sheamus win makes more sense, just because Nakamura is, like, damaged and tired. So Sheamus wins, and then afterwards, Diamond Mine come down and beat down Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay.
And then we get a bunch of saves.
And then we get a bunch of saves. Okay.
Yes. So Nakamura does not get there against Roderick Strong, which I think is what you're trying to go for, but it's not gonna be clean. Maybe Sheamus, you know, when the ref gets knocked down, Sheamus hits Nakamura with a kendo stick or something, and then sets up into a bro kick. So it's a cheaty finish.
I think I want the cheaty finish to still be like the ref gets distracted and Roderick Strong comes in with a belt and just brains Nakamura.
Yeah, no, I like that, because then that puts the heat on Strong, which is what we want to do here. So we'll do that. Sheamus wins after Nakamura gets belted by Strong.
Yeah.
And then the beatdown commences, and then we get a bunch of save finishes.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like that. I think that makes the most sense.
Yeah, and then Humberto Carrillo and Dave Mastiff come to the rescue.
Yes. And there we go. I think that's it. I think that's it for the show, Mikey.
Sounds good.
That is it for this week's episode of Hit the Books. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. We appreciate it, as always, on this old retirement tour. Those randomizer options have been deleted from the randomizer. There's now 41 options. There's still like a call-up in terms of, like, classic NXT people.
Interesting.
So that we could still get. So it's just a matter of whether or not we get them, those folks. What is it? A list of 25 people? So it's still possible. It's just a matter of will it or won't it happen. But we'll see, I guess. But until then, folks, we'll see you all in a week. Mikey, anything to plug?
Yeah, go check out Independent Waters every Wednesday here on the Canada Network. Me and Zach Batista take you through the independent wrestling scene and bring back matches for to review. We love doing the show, and I think if you're an indie wrestling fan of any sort, veteran, new, just like whatever your experience with independent wrestling is, I think you'll like the show. Because if you're new, you can get suggestions for what you should take a look at. If you're more of a veteran in indie wrestling, then you can maybe we've reviewed some matches you've seen already and want to see people's thoughts about it. So check that out every Wednesday here on the Cat Out Network.
And we got a brand new shows, whatnot, on coming down the pipeline. We announced last week a new show called Happy Hour. It's a show where we're going to be chillaxing, kicking it back, acting all cool, shooting some people inside the pool. That's right, we put a basketball hoop inside the pool because we're rich and famous now.
Woo!
Happy Hour is kind of like a bar kind of area where we're all kind of hanging out, talking about whatever. There's a little bit of a wrestling theme to it all, but otherwise we're just going to be chatting about our lives, talking about the world, talking about wrestling, talking about our thoughts on everything in between. So you can check out Happy Hour when that drops eventually. Whatever the Friday is after SummerSlam is. I got to look at, what's that date? Let me look at that day for real people.
I guess we'll see.
But also we have other shows, Your Dose of Death, How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, so you can always check those out. That date for the first Happy Hour, I guess the Happy Hour might come out sooner, that first episode, but we'll explain what that is soon, if not already. If by the time you're listening to this, if we have not already, we're recording this way in advance. It's July 21st, we're recording this, and it's coming out the 30th. So there we go. Again, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/countoutpod. Go to our website, countoutpod.com. And also you can pick up a t-shirt there. Why not? To get a t-shirt, folks. They're
get,
very
get
nice.
Get a t-shirt.
Mikey, your t-shirt came in. How are you enjoying it?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's so soft and nice and wonderful.
Yes, nice and blue. To get out of that black t-shirt guild and move into the blue t-shirt. The baby blue. The baby blues. Yeah.
Listen, wrestling fans, we need to break away from the black t-shirt thing.
First,
let's get some colorful t-shirts.
First, you call on wrestling fans to break away from CM Punk, and now you're calling for wrestling fans to break away from black t-shirts.
Listen, I told wrestling fans to break away from CM Punk, and then all of a sudden there's rumors he's returning again.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So there you go, Mikey. There you go. Mikey.
Next thing you know, it's going to be like black wrestling shirt, the best ones.
Yeah, the best sellers. Mikey, that's your prediction of the week? Is that their prediction of the week? Mikey's prediction of the week.
I mean, by pure volume, they probably are.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Hit the Books. Hope you all enjoyed it. We love you so much. We'll be back next week for an all-new episode of Hit the Books. Until then, we'll see ya, and we've got two words for... I'm a ghost for ya.
Spooky.
Woo, spooky Halloween. This has been a Countout Podcast.
Hi, guys. This is Lauren.
This is Michael.
And this is
Your Dose of Death Podcast.
If you're genuinely curious about the world of deathmatch wrestling, look no further, as me and Mike have you covered on all things in the world of deathmatch wrestling, whether it's
interviews,
show reviews, or everything in between. We have you covered on all things deathmatch wrestling, whether it's past, present, or future. And you're probably wondering where you can go support us. You can find Your Dose of Death Podcast on all major podcast platforms, especially along with the Countout Network of Podcasts. And also, you can support us on the Countout Patreon, as we have exclusive content only on the Patreon for all of our listeners. We hope that you go listen to Your Dose of Death Podcast very soon.
And see you at the shows.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.